April 16, 1899, preparation for communion. Offenses given to Jesus by his own. While I was in my usual state, Jesus invited me to go around to see what creatures were doing. I said to him, "My adorable Jesus, this morning I don't feel like going around and seeing the offenses that they give you. Let us stay here, the two of us together." But Jesus insisted that he wanted to go around, and so, to make him content, I said to him, "If you want to go out, let us rather go inside some churches, because the offenses they give you are fewer there." And so we went inside a church, but there also he was offended, more than in other places. Not because more sins are committed in the churches than in the world, but because those are offenses given by his dearest ones, by the very ones who should lay down their soul and body to defend the honor and the glory of God. This is why they reach his adorable heart more painfully. I could see devout souls who, because of bagatelles of no importance, did not prepare well for communion. Instead of thinking of Jesus, their minds were thinking about their little disturbances, about many trifles, and this was their occupation. How Jesus pitied them, and how much pity they themselves aroused. They paid attention to so many straws, to so many specks. But then, they didn't so much as glance at Jesus. Jesus said to me, "My daughter, how these souls prevent my grace from pouring into them. I do not look at trifles, but at the love with which they come to me. Yet, they make an exchange, they pay more attention to straws than to love. But while love destroys the straws, with many straws love cannot increase even a tiny bit. Rather, it is decreased. But what is worse about these souls is that they get so disturbed, and they waste much time. They would like to spend entire hours with their confessors to talk about all these trifles, but they never get down to work with a good and courageous resolution, in order to root those straws out. What should I tell you then, O my daughter, about certain priests of these times? One can say that they operate almost satanically, reaching the point of making themselves idols of souls. Ah, yes. It is by my sons that my heart is pierced the most, because if the others offend me more, they offend the members of my body. But my own offend me in my most sensitive and tender parts, deep into my inmost heart." Who can say the torment of Jesus? In speaking these words he was crying bitterly. I did as much as I could to compassionate him and repair him, but while I was doing this, Jesus and I, together, withdrew into my bed,